This poem's called Life Jackets, and if you've ever been on a commercial whitewater rafting trip, you may remember these very large Type 5 personal flotation devices that they make you wear. Anybody ever had to wear one of those? And they're real stinky because a lot of people have worn them. This poem is kind of centered in the experience of wearing those and seeing people wear them. Life jackets. If, as babies' bibs on the four old growth NFL linemen in my raft, the life jackets were like bloated articles of faith on the Baptist youth group who 15 passengered up from Pascagoula all night singing, "Our God is an awesome God, he reigns from heaven above." And if there was something of Houdini and how the edgy rose-nosed folks from the strip joint wore them, the executive looked as though he'd cinched one on for years, bound and so buoyant above the depths he couldn't see to swim. For the grocer from Greenville, who with a pill bottle of nitroglycerin duct taped to his guide's river shorts, it was a straitjacket clamming his courage like a fist. And yes, from the start, the perfumists were aghast at the stench, mildew, sweat soup, and discussed how to distill it, render a base. But I tell you, nobody wore that Type 5 PFD as stylishly as the pecan farmer, thumbs tucked to arm slits, as though anything he wore would be comfortable since tropical winds leveled his farm last August. "What did Hurricane Hugo say to the pecan tree?" he asked the crew, voice like leaves raised from the ground by a gust, then settling. "You better hold on to your nuts," he said. "This ain't gonna be no ordinary blowjob."